Catholic Radio Indy now presents Faith in Action, a program that looks at how everyday people put their faith into action in their everyday lives. Our program is underwritten in part by Franciscan St. Francis Health, providing faith-based integrated health care, a recipient of HealthGrade's 2015 America's 100 Best Hospitals Award, and by Marian University, a great Catholic university dedicated to providing students with excellence in teaching and learning in the Franciscan and liberal arts tradition, preparing transformative leaders for service to the world. And now, here's today's edition of Faith in Action. This is Faith in Action on Catholic Radio. I'm Jim Ganley. Our co-host is MJ Crowder.
Jim Ganley, we are almost there.
We are almost there. The dinner
is right around the corner.
Yeah, we used to have it in March each year, and every year we get people saying, did I miss it? And no, last year we moved it to the fall just because we have the golf outing in the spring also, and our other big event is the dinner. So rather than have the two of them within 6 weeks of each other, which just stretched everybody so thin that they couldn't devote their full attention to either event, we moved one to the fall, and it's really kind of smoothed things out a little bit and given us a little more time to plan a really, really nice event.
Tuesday, September 12th, and you will be getting an invitation probably in the next couple weeks. We are already collecting things for the silent auction, and I just saw something. I ran into someone who was visiting someone, and I ran into someone on that visit, and they said, I've got something for you for the silent auction, in their car, gave it to me. This was probably three or four weeks ago, and I just saw it this morning in my dining room and thought, oh, I've got to take that into the office. But anything goes, really, as far as the silent auction is concerned. A service, if you are an amateur chef and you'd like to cook for four or six people in their home or in your home, either one. That went over big last year. We had several of those. Several of our area priests, as a matter of fact, offered that. I know we've got some Colts box tickets.
We're
going to
have dueling priests this
year,
I think.
But we have some primo golf Colts tickets. I think on the 40-yard line or something like that. He was a guest on Faith in Action, and he heard us talk about it. And as he walked out the door, he said, "Hey, I'll give you some box seats." And we thought, wow, we'll take them.
Absolutely. So if you've got something that you'd like to donate to our silent auction, call us or drop us a note on the website, CatholicRadioIndy.org, or call us at 317-870-8400. And if you've got something big, maybe a condo you could share with people, or tickets to a difficult-to-get event, the tickets that are difficult to get for a particular event, or anything at all, use your imagination that would go for our silent, for our live auction. We only want to have a few items on that because it takes time to do it, but it's very productive for us. So if you've got something live that we could use for our live auction, that would be great, or something that you just say, hey, you guys decide what to do with it, call us. We'll put it to good use for you.
Our guest on Faith in Action today, we're actually tickled because this doesn't happen very often. We were actually going to have a guest from Marian University talking at about an event, and I got an email from her and said, well, guess what? We can actually have the person here. That doesn't happen very often. So we have Leslie Neff from Marian University. She's the Director of Educational Services. Welcome, welcome, welcome.
Oh, thank you so much for having me, MJ. I really appreciate it.
You know, as we got your email, and right away, of course, we love to promote things like this. I mean, we love to not only talk about what's going on at Marian University, because, I mean, there's always something going on at Marian University.
Oh, yes.
Even over the summer. I mean, year-round stuff is going on. But you sent us an interesting email a few weeks ago, and I thought, gosh, this is right around the corner. So tell us a little bit about that and who you brought into the studio today.
Absolutely, I can do that. We have a very special group of students at Marian in our adult and online program, Marian's adult programs, and they are working on a certificate in project management, and they are basically planning, promoting, and executing an event that will take place on August the 5th from 12 noon to 4 p.m., and it will be at the Indy Cycloplex. I think a lot of people know it as the Velodrome.
Oh, yeah, sure.
And didn't that used to have a name, Major something, Major Taylor?
Major Taylor Velodrome. Yes, you got it.
You know that, Jim Ganley.
I know a lot of useless things.
Wait a second, the Velodrome, isn't that where they used to do like...
They still do.
Do they still?
Bicycles?
I used to love that as a my husband and I, when we were dating, he would take me there for the... hard to believe, right? But yeah, I used to love that.
It's a cool venue. Yeah. It's really tucked away. A lot of people don't know about it, but it's right across from Marion University main campus. And the event is to benefit the Chris Lytle Foundation and his mission to rise up against bullying. And that is who I brought with me today. I was super excited that he could join us.
Welcome, 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 Chris.
Well, thank you very much for letting me come here.
You know, I had to Google you. I had to Google you because
I'm not a big fight fan, I take it.
I'm not a big fight fan, but if I were my husband or one of my kids, they'd be ashamed of me right now because they'd say, wait, what? So tell us a little bit about, of course, you had a career in this, welterweight fighting and all kinds of, and it was 10 for 10. I don't even know the verbiage. I'm stumbling over myself, but you had quite a career.
I appreciate that. So I was a fighter in something called the UFC for many years. Mixed martial arts is the name of the sport. The UFC is actually the name of the organization. It'd be like saying he plays football or he plays in the NFL. So the UFC is the name of the organization. I fought there for many years. So a lot of the people around here know who I am from that. Or, you know, it's kind of a neat thing because when you're talking about fighting, you can look at something that is not only known throughout this country, but kind of worldwide. There's only a few sports that I think have global appeal, you know, soccer being one of them and fighting being one of the other ones, whether that boxing or MMA. So a lot of people throughout the world know what MMA, UFC is.
And you have such a nice smile, though. I mean, so it doesn't look like
you lost... I didn't lose any teeth.
I would expect you to have lots of front cap teeth and something like that.
No, I do have some scars on the face, so you can see a couple, you know, stitch marks
and really
whatnot.
See, so, well, I can't really see, but you did. So you kept all your teeth.
Yeah, I try to bob and weave a little bit, and I get hit so much.
Oh, my gosh.
Probably a good strategy. I don't.
The alternative is not as good. So I've seen people who don't have my strategy. It doesn't look good over the years. So trying to stay young, you know.
Okay, so help us understand, help our listeners understand. So you're doing pretty well. You're making a good living for yourself. And then you start a foundation.
Yes.
And the theme and the whole focus of the foundation is really kind of interesting and has really, and gosh, you're wearing a t-shirt. you should have, I love it. It actually is, it's Leslie Neff is wearing a t-shirt that's in red. It says Rise Up Against Bullying, and then that's in the white. But, you know, bullying is kind of something that's taken on interesting proportions and significance in the last 10 or 15 years, more recently, because I think the internet is easy.
Absolutely.
I mean, tell us about that. Tell us why you kind of took
Absolutely.
That up.
Okay, yeah. Well, you know, I have four kids. I'm married, have four kids, big family, and, you know, being a fighter, I feel I've been put in a pretty good position. Actually, people would have me go to speeches to talk about a lot of things, work ethic, time management, everything, and, you know, I started thinking I want to do speeches about things I actually care about. Now, of my four kids, my youngest son, his name's Jake, and Jake has autism. So that's always made me very worried about things that might happen to him. I know he acts different. I know he acts strange sometimes. I know he acts in a way that might bring on some unwanted attention to him.
Oh, sure.
So it's just a great fear of mine that I cannot protect my son at all times, and I can't help him not only physically but mentally. How are people treating him? You know, my son is very fortunate. He's in a place where a lot of people know who he is. They know me. They know my family. They know his older brothers and sisters, and they're pretty good to him. Not everybody's like that. It just made me hypersensitive, hyper-aware when I look on the internet, when I look on TV and I see things that are going on, it breaks my heart. As you know, as a father, I cannot think of anything worse than my kid being depressed to the point of actual suicide because somebody's making him feel bad. And that just, I can't get that thought out of my head. So.
And that happens.
Oh, it happens.
And that happens.
You look at Indiana as one of the leaders when thoughts of suicide and attempted suicide. So, I mean, I cannot imagine anything worse. And just looking, you know, at the kids and the people who, when you really look at what is going on, why people act the way they do, it's usually either, you know, genetics or, you know, they're born in what situation they're born into. And they can't control a lot of that thing. So they're being treated unfairly for certain reasons they have very little control over. They're becoming depressed and sad. Now, the internet you talked about, very interesting, because it used to be when we were younger, something bad happened at school. The weekend came, that was over. Now, that's just the beginning. You know, people put it online, they post it, and there's, you know, a million people from other schools and states and countries making fun of this poor kid. He dreads his life now. So the internet's made it worse. It makes it where the thing that bothers me is you get a person who's being picked on, and people are recording it with their phone instead of what we're trying to get people to do is put down your phone and go help that poor kid who's having problems. Because I want people to help my son. I want somebody who's going to stop and put their phone down and say, you know, leave Jake alone. He can't help how he's acting. And so that's what we're talking about when we have the rise up isn't about being nice to everybody. That's an unrealistic goal. You're not going to get everybody to be nice, but you can get a couple people to stand up for kids. And once you get that, that can make all the difference in the world.
Sure. And listeners, if you're just now tuning in, we have an interesting guest today, kind of unlikely, if you will, the Director of Educational Services from Marion University, Leslie Neff, and we have Chris Lytle. There's actually a Chris Lytle Foundation, and there's a big fundraiser coming up. We're going to talk about that after the break. But, you know, it's interesting. You say you have four kids. The older I get, the younger everybody else seems to look. But you look so young. You're so well-preserved for having such a career of getting beaten up all the time.
Yeah. Well, the goal was to beat them up, not to get beat up. Hopefully I was good at it.
I guess you were successful, but you kind of had a nerve because I remember, you know, back middle school seemed to be, in my experience and my kids, we have five children, and it seemed to be that middle school was about the time that this all started. Mm-hmm. And you're right, when I was in middle school, it was kind of short-lived. I don't know whether we had short memories, but, you know, the weekend came, you're right, and they were we were on to other things and different things, and there was like a flavor of the week. It was this kid this week, it was this kid. But it seems that there's so much more of a spotlight now, and it's taken to such levels. It's taken to such dangerous levels. And honestly, I don't remember when I was a kid anybody killing themselves because they were the subject of bullying. And yet we've read so much about that, not only on the internet, but newspapers, but all across the headlines. We do need to take a break, and we'll be right back.
Think of all the media our young people are exposed to today. MTV, movies, what passes for entertainment on TV, song lyrics that are questionable or worse. Where do they hear the message that it's okay to be chaste and modest, or that it's not crazy to practice their faith, or to believe in a God who loves them and can forgive them no matter what they do? Catholic Radio is the answer. Be sure to tell your friends and relatives about Catholic Radio Indy.
Welcome back to Faith in Action. Our guest today, Director of Educational Services at Marion University, Leslie Neff, and she brought with her an exceptional guest today, Chris Lytle. How did you first cross paths? How did you find out about Chris?
Funny story. I was out helping a friend work one of the Indy 11 games, and I saw a gentleman, a very tall gentleman, walking through the crowd with a t-shirt on. And on the back, it said Team Lytle. And I have always been a UFC fan. And I was a Chris Lytle fan. More so than any other sport. And he was one of my favorite guys. So I saw this shirt and I thought, oh, what's this about?
Yeah.
So I just approached the gentleman and he was very kind. And his name is Paul. One of Chris's good friends and who works there at the foundation, Paul Pottle, and he was lovely. He talked a little bit about it, and I said, is that like Team Lytle? Chris Lytle? The fighter Chris Lytle? And he said yes, and talked a little bit about Chris and the foundation and the Rise Up Against Bullying mission, and he actually pulled one of the books out that Chris wrote, the Lights Out on Bullying book, and showed me a copy of it and actually let me take a copy home. And then I went home and thought, gosh, what can I do with this? Because bullying is a very big deal to me.
Sure.
And yes, I'm a Chris Lytle fan, I admit. But there's more to it than that. It's who he is as a person, and it's his mission and what he's trying to accomplish that I completely agree with and is, of course, right in alignment with the mission at Marion University. So we started working with the foundation with groups of students and just helping with a variety of things, and the relationship has grown over the years.
Well, I do want to hear about the event coming up and what kind of things are going to be available. But I have to share something with you. I was talking about you coming into studio today and with someone in the office, and word kind of got around, and this story came back to us anonymously. They didn't want their names to be shared. But someone was in an abusive relationship, a pretty bad boyfriend-girlfriend abusive relationship, and it got to the point that the girl was being pulled away from her family and friends, and the guy was, there were bruises on the girl, and the parents noticed it, and they were able to separate them, which was really a godsend, able to separate them. But in the course of counseling, the counselor suggested to the girl, or asked her if she had ever thought of boxing, getting involved with boxing. And it was a little bit of a surprise to the parents, but the girl embraced it right away. And it turns out that this turned out to be for her an avenue of empowerment. And it totally turned around her life to the point that her parents, I mean, it would probably saved her life. But she wanted me to mention this because you, I mean, this is all wrapped up in what you're doing. And I have to think that you, I don't know if you've ever been picked on in your life. I don't know if that's kind of a silly person, but tell us about that. I mean, did that have anything to do with, because you could take care of yourself, I think.
Yeah, well, but you got to understand one thing. When I was younger, I was very little for my size. As a matter of fact, my freshman year, I wrestled 103, the lightest weight class I had. That being said, even when I was younger, I was even smaller for my age, and I hung out with older kids because that was the only people in my neighborhood. So I got picked on all the time. I got beat up a lot, you know, and I never understood how when that happens to some people can't wait till they're the older kid and they can pick on people. That was never my thought. I was like, I don't like the way that felt. I don't want everybody else to feel like that. You know, I wanted to try and help other people.
Sure.
And I looked up to a couple of the guys who would stand up for me back then. You know, they were older and they would still stand up for me. And I never was like, never understood, you know, I'm a third grade kid and you're in sixth grade, you're standing up for me. Why would you do that? It made me feel good about myself and important. And that's the kind of people I look up to and want to be like. I've always wanted to be like them. You know, I still look up to those guys, even though that was 35 years ago. They're my heroes, you know, and I want to be other people's heroes. You know, that makes me feel good to make other people look up to me. So, you know, that's what I talk about when I go to schools. I talk about trying to you know, be that guy's hero. They'll look up to you for the rest of life, and that feels really good to be looked up to.
Amen.
So that's kind of a goal for people. I can try and talk to, I try and talk to athletes. I try and talk to the leaders of the school. People are going to look up to whatever you do. Utilize this for good, not for to intimidate people. That's for people who have self-esteem problems. You should not have a self-esteem problem. You're the king of the school. Go out and show it. You know, be the leader of everybody.
Amen.
You know?
Amen.
Yeah. Now, and what you talked about earlier, you talked about that was a lovely story about the lady who kind of helped herself out. I know Leslie's helped us. By the way, she's done a lot of great things for us with the different programs. But we have put on programs where we have tried to help women put on self-defense classes for women to help them in that situation, or just when you're taking your groceries, putting them up, just any situation. It's all about empowering people to understand that you don't have to have a victim mentality. You have to try and do what you can to defend yourself. That's 100% fine.
Amen.
Now, Chris,
Amen.
What kind of topics do you present when you have an event like you're going to have at Marion?
Well, the good thing, the one thing that is pretty good is I cover a whole range of different topics. You know, one of them obviously is the bullying and trying to stand up for other people. But I mean, I talk about all kinds of things. Another thing people don't know, like you guys don't know about me, I'm a full-time firefighter. I've been a firefighter for over 16 years now.
I'm not surprised. I'm not surprised. I mean, you have that look about you, though. And as, I mean, listeners, you don't know this, but as you have spoken several times, you've almost teared up when you're talking about your son. Hmm. You're talking about, I mean, it's obvious that your level of compassion is through the roof. You know, it's obvious that, and that comes across loud and clear, Chris.
Well, thank you. I know there's, when I first started giving speeches about this, I brought my son to it once, and I started crying in the middle of the thing, couldn't finish it. So I've never brought him back, you know. So that's just, you know, which is a very personal thing to me. So sure. I take this very serious, and you know, I the whole reason I do this is because I've been given a platform for a reason. It's not to pat myself on the back, it's to try and help it go do some other things.
Amen.
I'd hate it if at the end of my life, you know, at my funeral, people were like, "Wow, he was a very good fighter." That'd be a horrible funeral for me. I would like to what the positive things I did besides. I don't even want that being brought up.
Amen.
So I'm using whatever positive thing that happened to me through that to try and affect other areas, things that actually matter to me, and this is one of them.
And listeners, I was just going to, if you're just now tuning in, Leslie Neff, Marion University Director of Educational Services, and Chris Lytle from the Chris Lytle Foundation, and there's actually a fundraiser that's going to be a fun day. I mean, like a huge fun day. We wanted to hear all about it because we don't have a lot of time. I wanted to mention it a couple times, but you've invited all kinds of people from around the community.
Oh, yes, yes. It should be a lot of fun. It's going to be a great day. Again, it's August 5th, Saturday, August 5th from 12 noon to 4 p.m. And we have invited all kinds of local athletes. Of course, Chris will be there. The theme is Hometown Heroes. So we, of course, have included the police and the firefighters and the National Guard will be out there with an obstacle course that is supposedly so giant it takes 8 people to set it up and tear it down.
Could Jim and I go through that obstacle course? Could we do that?
Absolutely.
Oh, gosh.
Absolutely.
Matter of fact, it's mandatory. You guys have to.
Everyone is welcome. Yeah. And admission is free.
Okay.
Is free. So everybody can come out and enjoy it. And games are free for the kids, prizes for all kinds of different games going on, bounce houses. We're going to throw Chris in the dunk tank. That's always fun.
I can't swim well, so it's going to be
Did Paul tell you that?
No, I just found that out right now. So.
Okay, well.
It's going to mess my hair up. That's right.
Oh, yeah. And we got silent auction going on.
Yeah, that's a lot of good prizes. You know, we got stuff from Pat McAfee of the Colts and some other fighters. We got a lot of different things that going to be good for everybody to get. So
okay, yeah. So how do you raise funds? Because if this is a free event, this costs somebody something. I mean, yeah. Obviously.
Well,
so.
That's why I was saying earlier, Leslie's done such a great job. One thing they do when they have these adult classes, they've done different ones for, they do different things for the Chris Lytle Foundation. We've partnered up with them. And what they've been in charge of right now is putting on this whole event. And matter of fact, even finding sponsors for the event. So they got sponsors that have came in and they are paying for certain aspects of this to be done. And that money is going to go. So when I do go, we can give them books. We can give the kids bracelets. We can give them shirts, we can give them things, because the thing I realize is when you go give a speech, that lasts for maybe, you know, a couple weeks. But if you have something physical and tangible, sure, it lasts a little bit longer. You have a book in every classroom. Even the kids who didn't hear my speech can read about it. And if you did see it, you can look, oh, yeah, I remember this. And kind of brings a point back home. And we have bracelets you can get. You have to earn them. If they find out you are standing up for somebody, you get one of these bracelets. And so it's not something you can get or buy. It's something you have to earn.
Earn. Interesting.
And that's, I tell them, that tells a lot about you. If they're wearing that bracelet, that's the kind of person you want to be around. So I'm trying to do what we can to entice people to do this, and they can feel the good feeling, and then that can continue. So that's what we try and do with the money, is we try and you go to a lot of schools that don't have any funds. They have a mandatory bullying program has to be in place, but they don't give a school any money. So how they're supposed to do that, we don't know. That's what we come into play. We try and do this for them for free when we can.
Amen.
Now, who is the event at Marion for? What age group?
I would say all ages.
Yeah,
don't
anybody
you, Chris?
I mean,
absolutely.
6, 7, 8 year olds up to.
Absolutely. Like I said, there's obstacle courses, other things anybody can do. So we just look forward to people being there and having a good time.
Oh, so yeah. No obstacle to coming. That's what we're saying.
Boom, boom, boom. Good job.
And with the raising funds, I almost forgot, we've got the vendors.
Ah,
so there's
yes.
shopping for the adults.
Oh,
there's
dear.
All kinds of vendors
oh,
out there,
dear,
too,
dear.
Who are helping with, you know, making sure that the event is profitable, and 100% goes to the foundation. Marion University is sponsoring, Black Diamond Pest Control. A lot of people have stepped up to make it happen.
Is there a website where people can check out this a little further? See, a reminder of the date and time and everything on a website somewhere?
It's actually on Marion. Oh. It will be on Marion's website, I believe, starting on Monday. But okay. It's on our Facebook page and social media, as well as
Chris Lytle Foundation.
And you also wrote a book that kind of came out. I read a little bit about that, Lights Out.
Lights Out on bullying. Yeah, it was just something that, once again, I was going to give him some speeches, and I was thinking, man, I wish there was something more besides a talk that I can do. So I wrote the book. And it just kind of tells a story, what we're talking about somebody who is kind of picking on kids, and then he learns that he can stand up for them, and they look up to him. It's a different feeling for him than to be the bully. It feels better to be the hero. And I like to try and give out as many of those as I can to school so they can get one in each classroom, especially elementary schools. It's maybe not so much for middle, but you got to start younger. And then I talk to elementary schools, middle schools, and high schools as well, but just trying to get the word out there as much as I can.
You know, you mentioned something earlier, and this is kind of a mystery almost, that bullying seems to be something that happens almost across the board. It's happened for ages and ages and ages. But why do people bully? I mean, is it because they come from families where they feel there is no power? Maybe they're being abused at home. Maybe they got bigger brothers and sisters, or maybe their parents. Or is it because, I mean, is it situational, or is it an esteem thing? What do you think? In your experience, what have you seen?
I think it's more, I don't know if esteem thing's the right word, but it's a problem of that person is insecure in themselves. Nobody's really happy totally with themselves and wants other people to feel bad. That's not what it is. It's usually when people are uncomfortable with themselves or insecure in themselves, and they want other people's, you know, like misery loves company. I'm not as bad as that guy. Let's focus on something negative. And then, you know, they feel good about themselves for a small period of time. But that's not the right kind of good we want. You don't feel great about yourself. You just feel better than that person. So right. I like to try and make it to where when you stand up for other people and they look up to you, that's a great feeling when you get looked up to. I mean, sure. Everybody wants that. So
that kind of trumps it all, right?
Exactly. So that's what we're trying to encourage people to get. And then when they get that, they don't need to make the people feel bad.
Amen. Our guest today on Faith in Action, Leslie Neff from Marion University. She's the Director of Educational Services. And Chris Lytle from the Chris Lytle Foundation. Huge fundraiser going on. Actually, a big party going on at the end of next week. Give us the particular just one more time. And we just have a little less than a minute left. So between the two of you.
Okay, great. Next Saturday, August the 5th, from 12 noon to 4 p.m. And that is at the Velodrome. Or Indy Cycloplex, however you'd like to remember it, right across from Marion University's main campus on Cold Spring Road. Closest intersection would be Cold Spring near 38th Street. Mm-hmm. The Indianapolis Museum of Art is over that way, mm-hmm. just near west side of town.
Okay, Chris, you want to leave us with just one last thought for our listeners?
Yeah, I just want to thank you for letting us come over here and talk and get our word out and just really know that all we're really trying to do is trying to go out there and help make our area a better area. I mean, I want to do whatever I can throughout the world, but Indianapolis is where I live. This is where I care about. We just want to go out there and try and encourage kids to grow the right way and to learn what's important in life. And to me, it's about doing the right thing, stand up for other people, and you know, being a good citizen of this world and country and everything where we live in, we have to start doing something because it's not going to happen if we don't make the difference. Amen. We're the ones who are in charge of this, not the kids. And if we don't give them the opportunity, the knowledge, nothing's going to happen.
Amen. Amen. God bless you both. And thank you so much for being our guest.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
You've been listening to Faith in Action, underwritten in part by Marion University and by Franciscan St. Francis Health. If you'd like to suggest a guest or a topic for a future program, call us at 317-870-8400 or email mj@catholicradioindy.org. And remember, you can hear or download this program or any Faith in Action program 24/7 at catholicradioindy.org. Just click on the Programming tab and select Podcasts.